is Bhargav Reddy of Apex Sensei Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Wednesday, 3rd of April. Firstly, in Pakistan, Pakistan could be blacklisted by the Financial Action Task Group or FATF due to lobbying by India. Foreign Minister Shah Mohammad Qureshi said at a press conference in Lahore this week. Qureshi said he estimated that the country could suffer more than $10 billion loss annually if it remains on the watchdog's grey list. A group of experts from the FATF recently visited Pakistan to review whether Islamabad had made enough progress on global standards against financial crimes to warrant its exclusion from the watchdog's grey list. During its three-day visit to Islamabad last week, a delegation of the Asia-Pacific Group on Money Laundering, a regional affiliate of the FATF, expressed reservations over insufficient physical actions on the ground against banned groups to block the flow of funds and activities to terrorism. The FATF noted that Pakistan had revised its terror financing risk assessment, but did not demonstrate a proper understanding of the risks posed by the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Jamaat-ul-Dawah, Falah-e-Insaniyat, Lashkar-e-Taiba, Jaish-e-Mohammed, Haqqani Network, and persons affiliated with the Taliban. In Bangladesh, jute mill workers launched a three-day strike on Tuesday, April the 2nd. The blockade created traffic congestion, causing inconvenience to commuters. Of two jute mills in the Dembra area of Dhaka blocked a road while observing the 72-hour strike. The workers of Latif Bhawani Jute Mills and Karim Jute Mills blocked the road near the Dembra staff quarters area for more than 5 hours. The workers have announced that they will continue their protest today. The Bangladesh Jute Mills Corporation has agreed to implement the wage commission, long demanded by the workers of the state-owned jute mills. Hours after the workers launched a fresh strike to press home their demands, but unless the company issues a more concrete assurances, the protest could continue and spread, gaining support from workers of other jute mills around Dhaka. Clients are advised to avoid all protests. Check on the status of the roads in the southern and eastern parts of Dhaka, where several jute mills operate, before attempting to travel. In India, Congress promises review of the Armed Forces Special Powers Act. The Congress Party released their election manifesto yesterday ahead of the general elections in April and May this year. The Congress Party has promised to review the controversial Armed Forces Special Powers Act, or AFSPA, in their manifesto. The party has promised to amend the law that gives special powers to security forces in conflict zones, taking into account humanitarian issues. Insurgency hit areas, AFSP allows security forces to arrest and open fire on anyone breaking the law. There have been allegations of excesses, including extrajudicial killings in Jammu and Kashmir and in the northeastern states of India where the law is in force. The ruling Bharatiya Janata Party criticized the move and accused the Congress Party of catering to terrorists and anti-national groups. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our unique value of our East Asia Pacific and South Asia Operation Risk Management Regional Sense Membership.